Hey everyone, welcome to the Save Smart Podcast. I'm Nick and I got Jake here with me. In today's episode, we are going to talk about an interview with the well-known Susie Orman and what she's doing with her money that will literally have your stomach in knots. If you've ever taken advice from Susie Orman or even listened to her at all, then what we're about to share with you is pretty much going to blow your mind. You know, we place a lot of emphasis and stock, no pun intended, on the so-called experts and financial gurus out there that are on TV. You know, I mean, they're on TV, they're on the radio.
They should know what they're doing, right?
Right, and for the most part they do, but you know, what they do and what they say are two different things, especially when it comes to our friend Susie Orman.
And that's what we're going to really hit on today is that, you know, we give them a lot of credit. We put them on TV. We believe that what they're saying is true just because of the authority we give them. But like you said, what they're doing with their money and what they're telling you to do are different. And that's what we're going to talk about.
So we ran across this interview, a very little known interview, actually, with Susie Orman, with someone from the New York Times. And you know, it was clear after reading this that she actually hates the financial advice that she's giving America.
Yeah, she's literally doing opposite what she's telling America to do. You know, in fact, she was on with we were watching through some of her old shows, you know, some of her videos, and she was on with a lady that was, you know, invested in the markets. And when times got rough in 2008, this lady actually did something pretty surprising. She actually got out of the market completely. In fact,
sold everything.
In fact, her quote was, "I sold everything in January. I couldn't take it. My stomach was in knots." And, you know, that was when times were pretty good. You know, I mean, it hadn't quite, you know, collapsed to the fullest. And anyway, she kind of got out when it was at the peak, really. She nailed it. I mean,
yeah. And while the rest of America was kind of in this beat down, they were getting hammered over the next few months, she didn't lose a dime because she got out at the perfect time.
Right. And the funny part was Susie's advice to her. Well, the quote is, "What I would be doing if I were you." Okay. That's the first way she starts the whole thing. And then she follows up with this: "The biggest mistake you will make is if you stop contributing to the stock market." Okay.
So this is a lady that was in the stock market. She couldn't handle how volatile it was and it had her stomach in knots, and she decided to get out. She luckily, you know, just out of pure chance, I think, got out at the right time. And now she's seeing it crash. You know, she's seen, been through all this stuff. And now Susie's telling her basically to jump back in.
Well, yeah. And she's telling her, I mean, the advice that she's giving her is the same advice that if she would have followed a few months back would have cut her retirement in half. Okay. You know, most Americans out there invest in the markets because they think they're supposed to. But most people are like this lady, stomach in knots, can't sleep, can't stand it. And fortunately for her, she got out, but most people don't. You know, it's because of this advice. You know, if she hadn't gotten in the first place, you know, everything she had in there, she wouldn't be relying on it for everything and, you know, for her whole retirement plan. And it's just not sound advice. I mean, it sounds good, which is why it's, you know, we call it financial entertainment, but it's wrong. You know, she says, keep investing in the market, take risks to get higher returns and all that kind of stuff. And it's advice that will actually keep your money in the market when the crashes come. And as we talked about before, that those crashes are coming. We've got, you know, a definite crash coming in the next, you know, like, I don't want to put a time frame on it, but a very short period. It has to. You know, we see a typical 5-year period before another crash comes. And we are definitely getting close to that period. And it happens. It's just how the markets go. It's going to correct.
Yeah, and whether it's a big crash or a small crash, it doesn't really matter because depending on where you are versus when you're going to retire, you know, that a small crash could make a huge difference in your retirement income. So, you know, it doesn't matter how big or how small or when. It's going to happen. We know that. And it's going to have an effect on your finances.
Yeah, and you know, whether it does, what it doesn't, when it does, when it doesn't matter. That's not the point of the podcast. And the point of the podcast is you have, you know, celebrities like Susie Orman, you know, basically promoting these financial strategies. And like we talked about, the interview with the New York Times, you know, we get some different information about Susie. I mean, obviously, she's a multimillionaire. She's made a lot of money in her business. But it's what's interesting is that she manages her money in a completely different way and in a very smart way. Like we said, she's actually very smart. I just think she doesn't you know, doesn't portray that to her.
I don't know why she, I don't know why that.
And maybe it's because she started that way, you know, maybe she got caught in a rut and you can't get out. You can't change your advice, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road into your career, but she's definitely not doing what she's promoting. And the two questions that I thought were interesting are, were these, you know, what, the first question being, what do you do with your money? This is what the interviewer asks, you know, asks Susie. And she says, save it in a build, save it and build it in municipal bonds. I buy zero coupon municipal bonds and all the bonds I buy are AAA rated and insured so that even if the city goes under, I get my money. I take a little lower interest rate to make sure my bonds are 100% safe and sound. I mean, you got to be kidding me, right? That's like, that can't be more opposite. No right. risk, not even not even no risk, like willing to give up even return for slightly safer municipal bond.
Right. So instead of risking for higher returns, like she's telling everyone listening to her show to do, she's taking a lower interest rate for the safety.
That just says everything about about what she believes. I mean, she's worth millions of dollars. The argument would be, well, she's got millions of dollars. Can't she afford to risk it? Especially if the whole goal is to have more money down the road than today. Why? I mean, why on earth? It makes no sense that she would pitch that to her listeners. And it's unfortunate because they're the ones that pay the biggest price, having the most to lose.
Absolutely. But that if that's not enough, the next question is what's really going to kind of put chills down your spine. The interviewer asks, do you play the stock market at all? And then this short answer from Susie just kind of says it all for me. She says, quote, I have $1 million in the stock market because if I lose $1 million, I personally don't care. End quote.
Wow.
So she does play the stock market.
She can't afford
to risk it. But it's she's a multimillionaire. She flies private around the country. This interview talks about how she loves to fly private. She spends millions of dollars a year. But she's only going to put $1 million in the stock market because if she loses it, just like she says, she personally doesn't care. It doesn't affect her financially.
And you can find all the show notes here and what we're referring to in the quotes on the, you know, savesmartpodcast.com/Susie. That's S-U-Z-E. So you can see what we're talking about. But this is absolutely insane. I mean, she's got liquid assets, by the way, of over $25 million. In case that wasn't clear, it's $25 million. She puts $1 million in the stock market because she doesn't care if she loses it. Now, the question is, how are you and I supposed to rely on the stock market with the money that we desperately need? You know, the money that if we lose will basically keep us working longer, living on less. You know, the irony in the situation is basically this. The interview was conducted just 1 month after her guest appeared on the show. And her guest were in the exact same situation, no money at risk. The difference, she told that person to go ahead and put money back in the market while she decided to keep her money free from the market.
It's just crazy. Susie only has, you know, she would never risk more than 4% of her money. She says it herself. You know, she's going to keep everything, the majority of her money, safe and secure in AAA rated bonds. And she's only going to risk a small portion of that.
Because, you know, she doesn't care if she loses it because there is a big chance of losing it. I mean, that's all it is. All risk is more opportunity of losing money. I mean, that's ultimately what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
And to give that advice and do something totally, totally different is completely backwards to me. I mean, you know what they say, actions speak louder than words. And with Susie, I just think that these actions speak volumes. You know, she's brilliant at managing her money, but horrible at giving advice. She shares none of the good that she has. She also has a bunch of money in real estate, you know, property that she owns that she, you know, she keeps safe. And so, you know, you got to be reconsidering the advice and the sources of the advice that comes. I mean, I've even seen documentaries on Susie Orman that go into this much deeper. But a lot of, you know, in our day and age, it's hard to hide behind a mask. You know, it's pretty easy to be revealed as to what you truly are. And in this scenario, Susie is someone who does something completely different than what she tells her listeners. And that's unfortunate. And that's why, like we say, these are financial celebrities, entertainers. They have good advice on certain topics, but look at what they're doing. That will help you understand more about money than any advice she could offer.
Yeah. When you find someone that's doing well with their money, the advice that I would give is do what they do, not what they say. Because in this case, especially, what Susie says is obviously swayed by other outside factors, which we could talk about for a long time. But what she's personally doing with her money, what she reveals in this interview, is just gold, basically.
Yeah. You tell us, you know. Let us know. Send us a message. Let us know what you think. If we're absolutely insane to think that Susie's giving bad advice, or if we are on the money.
You can find a copy of the interview over on the show notes. Again, it's savesmartpodcast.com/Suzie, S-U-Z-E. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Yep.